Trump's defense lawyer grills Michael Cohen over TikTok streams to open heated cross-examination, "You called me a little shit?" by Nick Gilbertson on May 14, 2024. Former President Donald Trump's defense lawyer wasted no time in questioning Michael Cohen about his TikTok page on Tuesday, where he has frequently held live streams that he fundraises from while talking about the case and disparaging Trump. As soon as the cross-examination began, Trump's defense attorney, Todd Blanche, asked Cohen, "We've never met, but you know who I am, don't you?" According to Matthew Russell Lee of the Inner City Press, Cohen responded, "Yes. You called me a little shit on TikTok?" Blanche followed up. "Sounds like something I would say," Cohen said, forcing Justice Juan Merchan to order counsel to approach. Daily Caller Courts reporter Caitlin Richardson noted that Merchan struck the question from the record. ABC News published an article in late April detailing Cohen's activity on TikTok and how it could turn into a problem for prosecutors during the trial. As he awaits his turn to take the witness stand, Cohen has discussed Trump, the ongoing trial, and the testimony already underway during nightly live streams on TikTok, which appear to be earning him financial benefit through viewers' donations, according to hours of his streams viewed by ABC News. And while the undertaking doesn't appear to run afoul of any court order, experts say it hurts the already blemished credibility of an essential witness in the case. "I'd be furious," said ABC News contributor and former Georgia prosecutor Chris Timmons. "As a prosecutor, the last thing you want your witness to do is to be talking about the case in a forum other than the courtroom." Blanche also asked Cohen if he had commented about jury selection, drawing an objection from prosecutors, which Merchant sustained, for the Inner City Press. Cohen further claimed that he was called and told that David Pecker's testimony corroborated him when asked by Blanche about comments he had made about it on TikTok.